Not on My Watch, an Untamed fanfiction, written by Radioactive Salt Ghoul, and read by Kitana. Summary: Wen Qing makes a gamble when Ni Mingzhe is captured by Wen Rohan. Wen Qing's influence on Wen Rohan is getting weaker and weaker with every day that he spends immersing himself in the resentment of the Yin Iron. And it's not just her influence. He's less willing to listen to reason these days, and not just from Wen Qing. The worst part is, she doesn't know if things would be better or worse if he got so lost in the Yin Iron that he forgot about Wen Qing and Wen Ying completely. Today's summons have a surprise visitor in the form of Ni Mingzhe. Wen Qing has had a lot of practice schooling her expression by now, but it's difficult to ignore the scent of blood from his injuries.
Wen Qing,
Wen Rohan says by way of greeting. He nods at Ni Mingzhe and says,
"Fix him up."
Wen Qing blinks. There's no way that Wen Rohan is telling her to heal the leader of the Qing Hunye out of the goodness of his heart. She mumbles an appropriate affirmative and kneels down in front of Ni Mingzhe, mind racing as she comes up with a plan. Clearly, Wen Rohan won't be satisfied by a clean death, not with the bad blood between their clans. But Wen Qing and Ni Mingzhe were friends once, when she was too young to understand the sudden enmity between their clans after the death of Ni Mingzhe's father. It's been decades since they last saw each other, but the memory of a young Ni Mingzhe demonstrating some basic saber forms to her comes on too suddenly to tamp down. "I'll find a way to fix this," she thinks about saying to Ni Mingzhe as she patches up his injuries, knowing that she's only doing so for Wen Rohan to enact further revenge on the entire Qing Hunye clan. Wen Qing draws on every jin of bravery she has when she is summoned to help Wen Rohan mitigate the side effects of the Yin Iron a couple of days later. "This Wen Qing had a thought about Ni Zhengshu," she says once Wen Rohan seems as tranquil as he ever gets these days.
"Does she?" Wen Rohan asks in a dangerous tone.
"Political marriage," she says. "It would keep him under our control, and show the other sects that we've made a prisoner of one of them." Wen Rohan nods.
"Wen Qing has a point," he says.
It's not a no, but Wen Qing has spent far too much time around Wen Rohan to consider it a yes.
"You will marry Ni Mingzhe," Wen Rohan says next time he summons Wen Qing to treat his Yin Iron poisoning. "And when I give the order, you will slit his throat in his sleep."
"Yes, Shendu," Wen Qing says, mind racing as she starts trying to figure out a plan for whenever that command comes. She'll figure something out. Ni Mingzhe is not going to die on her watch. The end.